bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9. Sometimes in life, you need a new relationship.
Look, sometimes they get stale. Sometimes things just aren't the same as they were before.
That's right. That's right. And I think, you know, if you're familiar with a toaster, an appliance,
plenty of appliances, you
the relationships you have to build with those appliances is something that takes, you know, not just a week. You know, I mean, because the levels on a toaster of one toaster. Can be completely different to the other brand of toaster.
I know, and that's very true. And unless you're having toast for every single meal, it's going to take you a few breakfasts to work out.
Well, toast is delicious. So I mean toast really, I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, we could really just have a toast meal all the time.
I mean, you could, but you also couldn't.
Not recommended.
No. Not doctors here. I'm proud.
No, not at all. But I mean, you know, you really need to get in to the levels of the toaster, because otherwise you're going to turn out with some charcoal.
Yeah, or just some floppy bread, warm floppy bread.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, really, if you're not making a sandwich,
what are you doing with a toaster,
right?
At that point.
And I mean, but
plenty of appliances need the relationship building, you know? But it's not just appliances, you know? It's also, you move on to cars, you know?
Of course. I mean, and we all love to upgrade to the new model.
Yeah.
If you can afford it.
Yes. No. It all depends on those sort of things. But relationships that you build are very strong, you know? But I feel like with cars, you get to learn a car, the way it drives, the way it operates, the way it turns.
And that's definitely a lot longer of a length of a learning curve than
your toaster.
Of course. I mean, you know, for one, there's no keys to the toaster. So really, there's no boop, boop.
No.
Boop, boop. Well, I mean, you know, if you want to really make a lock for your toaster.
Depends who...
Love toast. If you're locking up your toasters, you love toast.
Yes, but it sounds like you've been in a position where someone has tried to stop your love of toast.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, when you can really buy
two toasters
that equal four pieces of bread, because it's not toast before you put it in.
No,
we learned that. It's a lot cheaper to buy two toasters than it is to buy one four.
That's a discovery we've come across. Breaking news here on Laugh Out Proud.
It can be. Look, if you do the shopping around, you can really find yourself a good deal on a toaster and get yourself into a new relationship on that toaster.
Wow, so you're saying that you've had a relationship with two toasters at the same time. Is that the understanding that I'm gathering here?
Look, well, we don't want to tell the toasters, of course, but
was each toaster aware of the other?
Well, that was simultaneously plugged into the same point.
Wow, were they the same brand by any chance?
I think they were. They were the same brand.
This is starting to make me a little.
So what we're going to do is we're going to cut to a song before we divulge too much information about toasters and the levels in which they're good at.
No, but if you have an appliance that you've had to gain a relationship for and
please.
With.
I mean, how many appliances do you... I mean, really, look, there's washing machines.
There's so many appliances. Just in the kitchen, and then you move to the bathroom. You've got hair dryers, you've got shavers, you've got razors, you've got straighteners.
This list is endless.
No, and...
Endless.
If there's been a relationship that you've had to let go of, sometimes we have to say goodbye to the things we love.
Because really, they don't make them like they used to. You know what I mean? You can't, you know...
Sometimes we have to upgrade to a newer model.
That's right. You know? And I mean, you know, it might be nicer, but, you know, they really don't make them like they used to, so they can toast at a nice temperature. It's a toast-heavy segment, this one.
No, I know. Now, we've just had somebody text us in.
We did.
We were talking about relationships that you have with appliances.
With appliances, of course.
With appliances.
Because they're all very tricky, and, you know, you need to really know the ins and outs of that toaster,
you know,
or that washing machine.
It's
to
like
get the
human
right
nature,
fabric, you know, to get the right fabric.
That's true.
Sorry, what did we get on the text line?
The text message said that they had a toaster.
Right.
A relationship with the toaster.
Right.
That was a stage 5 clinger.
Oh, really?
Yes. But it turns out the toaster was just set to level 5.
Oh.
It was just set to level 5.
Wow. There you go. That was actually a good one. What was the last, the digits on it? 317 or something like that?
Yes, actually. Very correct.
Thank you. Thank you very much, 317, for that one. That was actually quite a zinger right there.
That was very clever.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.